you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. Since God never changes, and Jesus never changes, the Holy Spirit never changes, the Word of God never changes, His plans and purposes never change, and since we are still the church, then we, the people who make up the church, are in need of revival, because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. The purpose of the Rock Power program is to stir up the church towards repentance and revival. Our message this week is one that I taught our church just before the Iowa caucuses, and in it I'm trying to bring balance, biblical correction, biblical truth to bear on the process of elections, governments, politics, partisanship, and I think if you listen to it, you'll find the voice, so to speak, of one crying in the wilderness, because I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, and I don't believe many of you have heard what the Bible says in this area. So all this week we'll be talking about what the Bible says about. So I did title today's message, "You Should Vote, But You Shouldn't Leave the More Important Things Undone." Have you noticed that Christians have allowed themselves to pick up the language of the world? Politicians, political pundits. We have allowed ourselves to copy the world and to be conformed to their image, instead of following what the Bible says. A prime example of that, every politician I listen to talks about the culture war. I hear it on the radio from our local radio people, the culture war. Folks, we are not in a culture war. If you're in the culture war, get out, because you're in the wrong war. You war not against flesh and blood. The Bible says that we are to fight the good fight of faith, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You won't find the term culture war in the Bible, so if I was you, I wouldn't let it be found in my mouth. Speak God's word, not the words of those who are trying to get you to think like they think, act like they like, act like they act, and become their puppet. We are not in a culture war. We are not our own. We belong to God, and God's not in a culture war. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God doesn't want us fighting people. God wants us preaching the gospel. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
You know, this person said in this email, we've been commanded by Christ to engage our culture. Never anywhere have we been commanded by Christ to engage our culture. We've been commanded to save souls. I'm not going to get in a culture war. I don't have a culture to fight for or fight against. We're in a war for men's souls, men's spirits. And we war not against flesh and blood. That, you know, I got on the internet the other day, I was looking up something, and there was a question, and I answered it. You know, yes or no. And then the answer was 50% said yes, 50% said no. That's just what the devil wants, a divided country. You know, years ago, I used to study to the point of lunacy the end time. And frankly, most of it was pride-based. I wanted to know more than the other guy. And I read every book. This is when I first got saved. And on Sunday night in the Baptist church, and every Baptist church in the country, or metaphorically speaking, they were teaching on the end times. It was the latest wind of doctrine, because we had the movies, you know, A Distant Thunder. I can't remember what the rest of them were. And then we had Hal Lindsey, the late great Planet Earth, and Satan is alive and well. And that Hal Lindsey's interpretation of the things became the gospel. So I started reading other people's books on the end times. And I read every book that I could find. I had a good friend who owned a bookstore in Marshalltown. So I read every book on the end times. And everybody in those days was saying that when the common market hits 10, look out, because the sky is falling. When the common market hits 10 nations, that's the Antichrist's platform, and the Antichrist is going to take over. See, they were at 9. And of course, wouldn't you know it, and they never even stopped at 10. They went to 11 or 12. They took in, instead of taking in 1 to make it 10, they took in 2 or 3. They jumped right over it, and a million pages of paper were wasted. But I was praying one day, seeking God, and the one thing out of all that study that I heard from God, not man, because I found all those books, none of them agreed. You know, the Bible agrees with itself. Had all these books, and none of them agreed with each other. But the Lord said to me, before things will happen, before the Antichrist kingdom will be put together, first there will be a breaking up. Well, he didn't mean apparently a breaking up in Europe, and I've since discovered that the Antichrist is not going to come out of a Western Europe anyway. And the Antichrist isn't going to rule America, period. But the Lord said to me, he said, before there's a coming together, there's going to be a breaking up. Since that time, we've seen just about everything that could be broken, broken. Soviet Union broke up. Everything in Africa broke up. And the devil would like to break America in half. He tried to break it along racial lines. He's tried to break it along gender lines. He's trying to break it along political lines. And we got to quit helping him. We got to walk in love. And if you can't walk in love, stay out of politics. Because walking in love is more important than voting. Because walking in love is your duty. Sacred duty. And if you got to put a natural duty above a sacred duty, then you don't do that. Amen? You seek first the kingdom of God. We are to walk by faith. And if you can't pray for these people, then your heart's wrong. And your heart's wrong because you've been listening to the wrong thing. If at the mention of Hillary Clinton, then you've been listening to the wrong thing, because God would have all men to be saved. You've been filling your mind with the wrong thing if you can't pray for these people. I'm not saying you got to agree with them, but you got to pray for them. That is your sacred duty. First of all, pray for these people. This is a very good place to start. And there is not one of them that doesn't need it. Vote, but don't leave the more important things undone. Secondly, we have 10 issues here. The guy who gets to write the issues, ask the questions, has already directed the debate. What gives this guy the right to speak for the Christians that these are the 10 issues? I don't necessarily think these 10 issues are the 10 most important issues. What about God's voter guide? Look over at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If you're trusting in the Lord with all your heart, then you haven't got any place to trust man. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who brings wicked devices to pass. If you're going to vote out of fear, anger, or hatred, then you're wrong. I said, if you're going to vote out of fear, anger, or hatred, you're wrong. You're going to vote by faith. And faith does not come by hearing any of these people or anybody writing about these people. Faith comes
by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith that we're supposed to walk by, we're supposed to live by, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
How many of you believe God has a choice? Well, I'm trying to figure it out. Lean not to your own understanding. The way to find out God's choice is to ask God. Don't ask somebody who they're going to vote for, what they think.
Now, down here at the bottom of this voter's guide, there's 38 footnote
references here. All voices in the world, Wolf Blitzer, NARAL, Marriage Protection Amendment, all these, YouTube, all these things. I don't care what any of those people think. But it's a lot easier to turn on CNN than get with God and find out who God wants you to vote for. Lean not to your own understanding. But I would venture to say that's exactly what these people want you to do. That's exactly what everybody wants you to do. They want you to lean to your own understanding, which they've given you. I hear people say, well, you know, I'm Christians. I'm for this one, I'm for that one, I'm for the other one. Well, then God is confused. I've heard people say, I'm going to vote for Romney, I'm going to vote for Tancredo, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, I'm going to vote for this one, I'm going to vote for that one. Your sacred duty is to find out who God wants you to vote for. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not anything else. Come on. That's hard work to block all that out and to find out what God wants you to do. That's difficult. It's easy to lean to your own understanding. The Bible says, trust in Him at all times. People say, oh, this is serious times. Trust in God at all times. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help. Psalm 146:3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. There is no help from these people. Your help is in God. Now, you need to find out. God certainly has a preference, but whoever is elected, we need to pray. Remember, I don't know if you remember, but several years ago, James Santhusen stood right up here and he said that... I was in a church in New Jersey and I prophesied the calamity that was going to take place with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And his son said to him, Dad, I can't say that. He said, you say what I tell you to say. God didn't tell that church that so they, when it happened, could say, well, you know, we knew that was going to happen. God told them so they could change it with prayer. But they didn't change it, and that church is gone today. That pastor's wife left him, destroyed the church and other churches. I don't know that it's related to that, but I think it is. You know, we're not to rejoice with evil when evildoers fall. But people did when things happen, and that's wrong. Yeah, but thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because thou trustest in him. If you're not in peace, then your mind's on the wrong thing. Your mind is stayed on the wrong thing. You might have to turn the radio off. You might have to turn the television off. Be not wise in your own eyes. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. I'm giving you the Bible. I'm trying to bring some balance. Vote, but don't leave the more important things undone. Don't vote from your head.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.